Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，下午好。
Can we turn to the book of Colossians?
请我们一同翻到哥罗西书。
And let's read a few scriptures.
让我们一同读几处的经文。
The first one is what we have read yesterday. It's Colossians chapter 1, verse 9.
首先，我们要读的是昨天下午读过的哥罗西书第一章第九节。
For this reason, we also, from the day we heard of your faith and love, do not cease praying and asking for you, to the end that you may be filled with the full knowledge of His will, and in all wisdom and spiritual understanding.
因此我们自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上，满心知道神的旨意。
So as to walk worthily of the Lord unto all well-pleasing, bearing fruit in every good work, and growing by the true knowledge of God.
第十节，好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐的多知道神。
And chapter 1, verse 18.
第一章第十八节。
And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, firstborn from among the dead, that he might have the first place in all things.
他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
And verse 19, for in him all the fullness of the Godhead was pleased to dwell.
第十九节，因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住。
And chapter 3, verse 3 and 4.
第三章第三第四节。
For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God.When the Christ is manifested, who is our life, then shall you also be manifested with him in glory.
因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
Chapter 3, verse 18 to 24.
第三章第十八到二十四节。
I'm sorry, chapter 3, verse 10 and 11.
对不起，我们先读第三章十和十一节。
And having put on the new, renewed into full knowledge according to the image of him that has created him, wherein there is not Greek nor Jew, circumcision,And uncircumcision, barbarians, Scythians, bondmen, freemen, but Christ is all and in all.
穿上了新人，这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象，在此并不分希利尼人、犹太人、受割礼的、未受割礼的、化外人、希古提人、为奴的、自主的。唯有基督是包括一切，又住在个人之内。
Now, in this verse 10 and 11, I want to underline this new man.
在第十节和十一节，我要强调新人这个字。
And the word renew.
还有那个字就是渐渐更新。
And also Christ is all and in all.
并且后面说的基督是一切，又住在一切之内。
And I would like to read verse 18 through 24, but it's too long, so I'll just read 18 and 19 and 24.
我原是要请大家一起读十八节到二十四节，但是太长了，所以我就读第十八、十九节和二十四节。
Wives, be subject.To your husband, as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wife, and be not bitter against them.
你们做妻子的当顺服自己的丈夫，这在主里面是相宜的。你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，不可苦待他们。
And let's read verse 23.
我们也读二十三节。
Whatsoever you do, labor at it heartily, as doing to the Lord and not to men.
无论做什么，都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的。
And verse 24, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the recompense of the inheritance, you serve Lord Christ.
第二十四节，因你们知道从主那里必得着基业为赏赐，你们所侍奉的乃是主基督。
So I want to underline this. You serve the Lord Christ.
我要特别强调，我们所侍奉的乃是主基督。
Now especially this verse 24 is right after he talks about very, very practical things. Wife, husband, sons, father, slaves, master, and all that. After that, he says, we serve Lord Christ.
特别是在二十四节说的时候，他已经先讲了许多实际的事情，像做丈夫、妻子、父亲、儿子，做主人和仆人，这一切我们所侍奉的乃是主基督。
Lastly, chapter 4, verse 12.
最后第四章第十二节。
Okay. Epaphras, who is one of you, the bondman of Christ Jesus, salutes you, always combating earnestly for you in prayers, to the end that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God.
有你们那里的人做基督耶稣仆人的以巴弗问你们安，他在祷告之间常为你们竭力的祈求，愿你们在神一切的旨意上得以完全，信心充足，能站立得稳。
Now here I would like to underline this. To the end that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God.
我要在这里强调的乃是到了最终的时候，我们在神一切的旨意上得以完全，信心充足，能站立得稳。
And let's bow down our head to have a word of prayer.
请我们低头有一点祷告。
Lord, we come to you and really, really thank you for your grace.
主啊，当我们来到你面前的时候，我们实在为着你给我们的恩典感谢你。
Lord, we could never fully understand your love toward us.
主啊，我们永远不可能明白你对我们的爱。
Lord, you expect us much higher than we understand.
主啊，你在我们身上的期望也是远非我们所能明白的。
And you want none other than, not any smaller than your own glory being shine.
主啊，主啊，你在我们身上的期望，就是要让你自己的荣耀从我们身上照射出来。
So Lord, we humbly come to you this afternoon.
主啊，所以今天下午我们谦卑的到你面前来。
Lord, we know that you have word for us.
主，我们知道你向我们有话要说。
So Lord, speak.Your servants heareth.
主啊，请说，你的仆人们静听。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
Dear brothers and sisters, yesterday we shared upon this this letter to the Colossians.
弟兄姊妹们，昨天下午我们开始交通。给哥罗西教会的书信。
Now this letter is actually very short.
这一封书信非常的短。
It's only four chapters.
只有四章。
You know, my brother and I, we find we are so inadequate of explaining this letter.
我的弟兄和我都感觉要我们来解释这一封书信呢是何等的不合适。
So we really beg brothers and sisters When you go home, read this yourself.
所以我们实在恳求弟兄姊妹们，当你回到家的时候，你自己要好好的读。
So perhaps what we have shared to you would give you points.
或许我们在分享中呢，给大家几个点。
And then you go home, you can connect the dots.
或许你回到家能够把每一个点中间把它连起来。
And maybe what we share would help you to understand what the Lord himself was trying to tell us.
这样做或许能够帮助我们明白保罗或者是主他真正要向我们借着这封书信说什么。
So yesterday we shared that even at the very beginning, Paul tells us that it's most important to know the will of God.
昨天下午我们交通道最重要的一件事就是要明白神的旨意。
So right after we know the gospel,
在我们一明白了福音之后
we have to know the will of God.
我们必须要认识神的旨意。
If we don't know the will of God,
若是我们不认识神的旨意
then there is a big lacking in our spiritual wisdom.
那么在我们属灵的智慧上就有一个极大的缺陷。
And there is going to be a big lacking in our spiritual understanding.
在我们属灵的悟性上也会有一个极大的缺陷。
And not only that,
不仅如此
we will not be able to walk worthy of the Lord.
并且我们不可能行事为人对得起主。
And it's not possible to please him.
我们也不可能讨他的喜悦。
And it's not possible to bring fruit in work.
我们也不可能在我们的行为工作上结果子。
And it's not possible to really understand him.
也不可能让我们真正的认识他。
And it's not possible when we want to endure with the Lord, we can endure with joy.
我们也不可能，即便我们愿意与主一同忍耐，但是我们不可能在忍耐中有喜乐。
So to know the full knowledge of God's will is extremely important.
所以满心的认识神的旨意是非常的重要。
Now we mentioned yesterday from chapter 1,that the will of God is in his son, Jesus Christ.
昨天下午我们也交通到神的旨意乃是在他的爱子耶稣基督里。
Now it is in Christ and his creation.
是在基督和他的创造中。
And it's Christ and his church.
在基督和他的教会中。
And his church ought to be this new man according to him.
他的教会必须是照着他的那一位新人。
Now we thank the Lord that our Lord Jesus is called the firstborn from the dead.
我们感谢神，我们的主耶稣基督被称作是从死里首先复生的。
And that makes him directly connected to us.
这使他直接的与我们相连。
Now by his resurrection we are justified.
借着他的复活我们得以称义。
And because he's the firstborn from the dead,
因着他是从死里首先复生的。
He leads us to die with him,
他引导我们与他同死。
To be buried with him,
与他一同埋葬。
And to be risen with him,
并且与他一同复活。
And now we can walk, we can live with this new life.
现在我们就可以行事为人我们靠着这个新生命来生活。
And then he leads us finally to glory.
最后他要引导我们进入荣耀。
So we really thank the Lord.
所以我们实在感谢我们的主。
He has an expectation for us much higher than we know.
他对我们每一个人的期望远超过我们所能明白的。
And then he said this in the first chapter toward the end. It says, Christ in you, the hope of glory.
从第一章开始到了结束在那里说到基督在你们里面是荣耀的盼望。
Now the Lord actually it says that he reconciles us to him and to God.
并且主在这里告诉我们说他使我们与他自己和好与神和好。
And this is by his death.
这乃是借着他的死。
And then he has a very, very positive purpose.
他有一个非常积极的目的。
The purpose is to present us holy.
这一个目的乃是要把我们完全成圣的呈现。
Yeah. Holy and without blemish.
圣洁没有瑕疵
and beyond reproach
无可责备
What he meant is this
这个他的意思乃是这样
Using the word in the Ephesians chapter 5
用以弗所书第五章里面的话来说
It is the glorious church
这乃是荣耀的教会
Without blemish holy without blemish
是圣洁的没有瑕疵的
so, dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
when the Lord reconciled us to him,
当主使我们与他自己和好
by his death,
借着他的死
he aims very high,
他的目标是非常的高
for you and for me,
为着你和我
it's none other than glory,
除了荣耀之外没有别的
it's glory,
乃是荣耀
dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
gloryis with God.
荣耀是属于神的。
But when God sees the tabernacle built,
当神看见会幕被建造起来
it's all according to him.
都是照着他自己。
And he's so pleased.
所以他是那样的喜悦。
His glory appear.
他的荣耀就显在会幕中。
And when his son, Jesus Christ,
当他的儿子耶稣基督
on the Mount of Transfiguration
来到变化山上的时候
now the cloud, a bright cloud comes
一个光明的云彩遮盖他们
a voice come through
从其中有声音出来说
this is my beloved son
这是我的爱子
in him I am delighted
是我所喜悦的
hear him
你们要听他
dear brothers and sisters
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
what is glory
什么是荣耀呢
gloryis the manifested presence of God.
荣耀乃是神他自己的同在的彰显。
When he is satisfied.
当他得着满足的时候。
So when he sees his son.
所以当他看见他的爱子。
He said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm fully delighted.
他说这是我的爱子是我所喜悦的。
Brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
What does that have to do with us?
这跟我们有什么关系呢?
How can we have anything to do with this glory.
我们与这个荣耀有什么关系呢?
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
when Lord Jesus' life becomes yours and mine,
当我们主耶稣基督的生命成为你我的生命,
and when we live according to it,
当我们照着这个生命来生活,
when we live expressing that life,
当我们借着生活来表现这个生命,
then God's heart is satisfied.
神的心就得着满足。
He said, these are just like my son.
他说这些人就正像我的儿子一样
Thank the Lord.
感谢主
In Romans chapter 8,
在罗马书第八章里
It says that we are to be conformed to the image of his son
他说我们要被磨成他儿子的形象
And when that happened
当那个出现的时候
And the Bible says
圣经告诉我们
He so that his son becomes the firstborn among brothers
他的爱子就在弟兄中成为长子。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
What glory has anything to do with us?
这个荣耀跟我们有什么关系呢?
It is when Lord Jesus Christ, his life becomes yours and becomes mine.
就是当我们主耶稣的生命成为你和我的生命。
And then we live accordingly.
我们也照着这个生命来生活。
And we walk, we live, we serve accordingly.
我们在这个生命里行事为人侍奉
Not only other people see us this way
不仅我们让别人看我们是这样行
But God sees that
并且主也看神也看见
And his heart is satisfied
让他的心得着满足
And that is his glory
那就是他的荣耀
That's how we are involved in this
这是我们怎样被牵涉在这荣耀中
Thank the LordApostle Paul has this burden in him.
感谢主，使徒保罗在他里面有这样的负担。
So in this letter, he repeatedly has this word glory showing up.
所以在这一封书信里面，他一再的说到荣耀这个字。
Now the third chapter,
在第三章
he said, you know, if we die, we are already dead with him.
他说，我们已经与他同死了。
Now,Our life is hidden in him.
现在我们的生命藏在他的里面。
Now he, Christ is our life.
基督是我们的生命。
When he appears,
当他显现的时候
and we will appear with him in glory.
你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀中。
Thank the Lord, that is our hope.
感谢主，那是我们的盼望。
But the more wonderful thing is this.
但是更奇妙的是呢，
Now, 是这样。Now in the process, before we get to that end point,
在我们达到那个结局之前的过程中
，the life of Christ is already in us.
基督的生命已经在我们里面
，and we live with it.
我们与他一同生活。
And sometimes we struggle. Yes.
有的时候是的，我们有挣扎。
And sometimes our self-life is so strong. Yes.
有的时候我们己生命是那样的顽强。
But Paul again and again told us.
但是保罗一再的告诉我们
that we ought to die with Christ.
我们要与基督同死。
Nobody ever asks us to die ourselves in the Bible.
没有。在圣经里面从来没有一个人告诉我们说我们要自己去死。
Now we die with Christ.
我们乃是与基督同死。
If Christ does not come to our life,
在基督里他做了我们的生命。
Now if he is not our life, then there's no point talking about dying with him.
如果他不是我们的生命我们要讲与他同死就毫无意义。
But thank the Lord, he is our life.
但是感谢主他是我们的生命。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes when we think about this word, firstborn from the dead.
弟兄姊妹们，有的时候我们思想这个话，说到他是从死里首先复生的。
We may think that, we may have the wrong concept that, well, he came to the earth and then he died and he rose. He was resurrected.
有的时候我们可能有这样错误的观念，认为他来到地上，然后他死了，他从死里面起来了。
Now, like it's an afterthought.
这好像是一个事后才想到的事情。
But no, brothers and sisters.
不，弟兄姊妹，不是这样的。
Death and resurrection is from the beginning.
这个死和复活是在一开始就有的。
Actually, Revelation chapter 13, verse 8.
实际上，在启示录十三章第八节里面说。
It talks about a book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the earth.
在那里说到呢，从创立世界以前被杀的羔羊，他有一本册子。
Yes, this lamb slain is slain from the foundation of the earth.
所以这个羔羊是在创立世界的时候就被杀了。
So for Christ to die and to be resurrected is was an eternal thought from the very very beginning.
所以基督的死并且从死里出来，是在最开始的太初之前。就有的一个永远的意念。
It is for your and my salvation.
那乃是为着你我的救恩。
And also for your and my glorification.
也是为着你我的得荣耀。
It is a tremendous thing.
这是一个极大的事情。
How it this practically works out?
这个在实际生活中怎样表现出来呢？
Now the Lord already died and risen for us.
我们的主已经为我们死并且复活了。
Now in principle, many of us were baptized.
并且就着肉身来讲，我们中间许多人都受了浸。
Now when we were baptized, we're doing it willingly.
当我们受浸的时候，是自己甘心情愿的。
It really meant that we died with him and buried with him.
我们真正我们是认定了我们与他同时 与他一同埋葬
willingly
我们是甘心情愿
and then when we come up from the water
然后我们从水里上来
and then we walk in the newness of life
我们就行走在新生命的样式中
with his resurrection power
是借着他复活的能力
now brothers and sisters Paul went on in chapter 3
弟兄姊妹们，在第三章，保罗往前说道。
He talks about how this thing all work out.
他说这些事情怎么表现出来。
So he mentioned this thing called new man.
所以他提到新人这个意念。
Now when he talks about new man,
当他讲到新人的时候
，the key word is renew.
这里的关键的字眼乃是更新。
Yeah, he talks about putting off the old man.
他讲到把旧人和旧人的行为脱去
and he talk about putting on the new man
他也讲到穿上新人
but then in between he says this is renewal
但是在这中间的过程中他用了更新这个词
the renew is according to is renew in the full knowledge of the one who has a let me see how this says here. Okay, now the second. I should read it carefully. Okay. Now here it says, renewed in the full knowledge according to the image of the one who created him.
在这里说到新人乃是在知识上面渐渐的更新
now,
正如照他主的形象
right, This is chapter 3 verse 10
这是第三章第十节说的
So the key to this new man is renewal
所以对这个新人而言他的关键乃是更新
Now this renewal is according to the image of the one who created him
这个更新乃是照着照他主的形象来更新的
Now there's one that created him
有一位造创造他
This one that created him has an image.
这位造他的有自己的形象。
Now, several, one chapter before, in chapter 1, verse 15, it says, the image of the one who created us is actually Christ.
在第一章十五节里面讲的那位造我们的主他的形象那就是基督。
So the new man is renewed according to the image.According to Christ.
所以基督他更新乃是照着基督的形象来更新我们。
Now, this renew in knowledge simply means this. It means the renew in our understanding.
这个在知识上渐渐更新它的意思就是我们的悟性开始被更新了。
So, in the past, I was an old man.
以前从前我是个旧人。
Now I'm supposed to be a new man.
现在我应该是个新人了。
What is changed?
在这期间有什么改变呢
Change is understanding.
这个改变就是我们对事情的领悟悟性不同了
Yes, and now this change is actually a fundamental change.
这一个改变呢是一个跟基本上的改变
It's complete change.
而且是一个彻底的改变
It's like a new wine has to be put in the new wineskin. It cannot be put in the old wineskin.
就好像新酒必须装在新皮袋里而不是把它装在旧皮袋里一
样 So it's a complete change.
所以是一个完全彻底的改变
And now it's so fundamental. It means in the past it's according to myself.
这个是一个根基的改变讲到从前是照着我自己
And nowIt's totally according to him, according to Christ.
现在呢是完全的照着他，就是照着基督。
Now I am, I my old man is a of the earth, earthly.
我的旧人呢乃是属地的。
Now this new man is according to Christ. Christ is heavenly.
而这个新人呢是照着基督，基督是属天的。
Now I am dustly.
我不过是属土的。
Now he.Is spiritual.
而他是属灵的。
Now Christ is spiritual.
我们知道基督是属灵的。
Now this is in the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians.
这是在哥林多前书十五章里面说的。
There's a huge difference between the heavenly and the earthly.
在属天和属地之间有极大的差异。
There's a difference, huge difference between the spiritual and the dustly.
在属灵和属土的之间呢有极大的差异
It's a huge difference.
是一个非常巨大的差异
Christ is absolutely different from me and from you
基督呢是绝对的和你和我完全不同的
So this new man the change this renewal in the language of Ephesians is this
所以这个新人呢用以弗所书里面的话语是这样说的
The Ephesians says is renewed in the spirit of the mind
在以弗所书里面讲到把我们心思的灵那个态度更新了
Yes, it means in our mind, in our thinking there is the thinking of the thinking It's the spirit of the thinking
在我们的心思意念里面呢有思想的思想就是圣经称它做思想的灵
yeah, 心智
心智
yeah, that is changed.
那个完全改变
That means we are fundamentally different.
这是一个根基上的不同
In the past, the first thing I think about is me.
过去我第一个想到的就是自己
I, me, and me, and mine.
我想到我是我是我的是我我是我
Yeah. But now, I'm going to think about my brother.
现在我要顾到我的弟兄。
Yes, and this is a fundamental change of thinking.
是的，这是我们在思维上面的一个根本的改变。
Now, right now, you have to convince yourself to do that. You have to think about my brother.
所以现在我们就要说服自己来这样做，就是我们要考虑到旁边的人。
But thank the Lord, Lord Jesus Christ is in us.
感谢主，我们的主耶稣基督在我们里面。
Your immediate action is for your brother.
我们立刻的反应乃是为着旁边的弟兄。
The first reaction is for the brother.
第一个反应开始变了，变成为弟兄了。
So this is the change, the renewal in the spirit of the mind.
这乃是心智更新的那个改变。
And that's the renewal that's also talked about here. Exactly the same thing, new man in Colossians.
这在以弗所书里面讲的，也正是哥罗西书第三章讲到新人他的更新的事情。
Now, in the Chinese translation, it says 渐渐。
在中文的翻译里面讲的逐渐 gradual.
Yeah, this is gradual. Now, brothers and sisters, we have to understand this a little more carefully.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要更留意的来明白它的意义。
渐渐 meaning gradually, doesn't mean that today I try to be a new man, to have a new thought, and then this evening, when it's convenient, I'll go back to my old thought.
这个渐渐并不是说到我现在想到呢，我要成为新人，我就有新的思想意念。但是到了晚上呢，我又回到我自己的旧人的意念。
And tomorrow the things happen is convenient, so I go back to my old man.
明天如果事情发生了，对我而言是很方便的，我就再回到我的旧人思想意念。
So perhaps at the end of year I'm a little better.
所以可能到了一年的结尾的时候，我好像有一点比以前好了。
It doesn't mean that.
并不是这个意思。
That will not be the renewal in the spirit of our mind.
那不是在我们心智上面更新的过程。
I think it means this. Gradually, if it's gradually.
我想这个渐渐的意义，它是这样的。
By the way, I really don't see it in any other English translation.
因为我在其他英文的版本里面看不见这个表达的意思。
I think gradually, if it means, it means this. Now, we go through our life with a lot of challenges.
我想呢，这个渐渐是说，在我们生活中，我们遇见许多的挑战。
Now, every day, I face my brother at home.
每天呢，我在家里面遇见我自己的兄弟。
He always bothers me.
他常常惹我。
And in the afternoon, I see my mom.
到了下午呢，我看见我妈妈。
And he always wants me to do this and that.
他总是叫我做这做那。
And at night, I see my dad.
到了晚上，我看见爸爸。
And he doesn't want me to go on internet.
他不让我上这个互联网。
And he doesn't want me to play computer games.
他也不让我玩电脑游戏。
What do we do? What do I do?
那么我要怎么办呢？
I think, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，我认为是这样。
By the grace of the Lord,
借着主的恩典，
by this new mind,
借着这个新的心智，
now we cross the hurdle one at a time.
我们就跨过这些的障碍，一个一个的跨过去。
I don't hate my brother anymore.
我再不讨厌憎恨我的兄弟。
I don't tell my mom, "Mom, you talk too much."
我也不再跟妈妈说，妈，你太啰嗦了。
Now at night when my dad told me not to play on computer game until 2 o'clock in the morning.
到了晚上，我父亲告诉我说，不要一直玩电脑游戏到早上两点钟。
And I say, "Dad, okay."
我就跟爸爸说，爸爸，是的。
Not only that.
不仅如此。
When you go to sleep at night.
当我要睡觉的时候，
and you pray to the Lord,
你向主祷告说，
Lord, I thank you.
主啊，我感谢你。
You are getting me through these hurdles.
你帮助我越过了这些障碍。
It's very, very hard for me to do.
这对我来讲是好像非常难做到的。
But Lord, I thank you.
但是主，我感谢你。
You have changed the spirit of my mind.
你已经改变了我的心思的灵心智。
I am a new man now.
我现在是一个新人了。
You are my life.
你是我的生命。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
this is an extremely practical thing.
这是一个非常实际的事情。
Now, is it easy?
这是不是很容易呢？
It's not easy.
并不是那么容易。
But by the grace of the Lord,
但是借着主的恩典，
you can do it.
你可以做到。
I can do it.
我也可以做到。
Because he meant for us to go through these hurdles.
因为他为我们 安排的就是要越过这些障碍。
And he wants us to be new men.
他要我们成为新人。
Renewed in our knowledge.
在我们的认识上面被更新。
According to Christ.
是照着基督。
So thank the Lord.
所以感谢主。
This is really our salvation.
这才真正是我们的救恩。
Now, then he went on to say about this new man.
然后他再继续说到关于新人的事。
And he says this new man, there's no difference between circumcision and uncircumcision.
他说在新人里面呢，没有受割礼不受割礼的分别了。
And there's no difference between the Greeks and the Jews.
也没有希腊人和犹太人的分别了。
And there's no difference between the barbarians and the educated.
没有化外人和那些有文化的受教育的人的分别。
And then, there's no difference between status.
没有社会地位的区别。
Dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
this is very hard for us to get into.
这对我们要进入其中是非常不容易的。
Somehow, I think we are born to be prejudiced people.
我认为呢，我们每一个人生下来多少都有一些的成见。
From the very beginning, we say me and you.
从一开头的时候，我们说我和你。
Now, when we grow up,
当我们长大了
，in us there's that prejudice.
在我们里面就有了成见。
But now this new man comes in.
但是现在这个新人进来了。
This new mind comes in.
这个新的心思进来了。
This Christ comes in.
基督进来了。
And he doesn't like that.
他不喜欢这些事。
He doesn't like our prejudice.
他不喜欢我们有成见。
He doesn't like, certainly he doesn't like us to act that way.
当然他也不喜欢我们照着成见来做事。
He doesn't even like us to think that way.
他甚至不喜欢我们，不喜悦我们这样来思想。
It's hard for us to see that.
这对我们要看见也是不容易的。
It's hard for us to think that way.
要我们这样来思想也不容易。
But unless we are willing to go in that direction,
但是除非我们愿意朝着这个方向去，
His heart is not going to be satisfied.
他的心不可能得着满足。
There's no glory for you, no glory for me.
那么对你我而言都没有荣耀。
No glory for our gathering together.
对我们聚在一起也没有荣耀。
So he says, we are one.
所以他说我们成为一了。
No division.
没有分别。
We thank the Lord for that.
我们为这个感谢主。
And then he said,
然后他说
that he is to be all and in all.
在新人里，他必须是一切，也在一切之内。
Christ is all and in all.
基督是一切，也在一切之内。
Now, what does Christ all is all mean?
基督是一切是什么意思呢？
The Christ is all the fullness.
基督乃是所有的丰满。
It is the new man live according to.
那乃是新人所照的样式来生活的。
That this new man aspires to.
这也是这一个新人他心里所爱慕的。
Yeah, and Christ is that.
基督就是这样。
And you lack nothing.
我们在他里面一无缺乏。
And not only that.
不仅如此。
He is the full authority.
他成为我里面丰满的权柄。
Yes.He is the authority. He is the head.
是的，他做我的权柄，他是我的头。
He is the direction.
他乃是我的方向。
And what he likes ought to be what I like.
只要他喜欢的，就应该是我喜欢的。
What he feels ought to be what I feel.
他感觉的，必须是我所感觉的。
Brothers and sisters, not only that.
弟兄姊妹，不仅如此。
Yes, the not only that, but especially for us to be together.
不仅如此，特别是当我们聚在一起的时候。
Now, whether at home,
无论是在家里，
whether in the church with brothers and sisters,
或者是在教会中与弟兄姊妹在一起。
His thinking has to be our thinking.
他的想法应该是我们的想法。
His desire ought to be our desire.
他 他的愿望应该是我们的愿望。
His purpose ought to be our purpose.
他的目的应该是我们的目的。
And his feeling ought to be our feeling.
而他的感觉也成为我们的感觉。
So this is what it means to be he is all.
这乃是基督是一切他的意义。
Now also it says he is in all.
并且他再说他也在一切之内。
Now in all there is also a translation in everyone.
在一切之内也可以翻作住在个人之内。
Yeah, this is the Chinese translation. It's excellent. It says the in all is in everyone.
在中文的翻译里面把它翻成住在个人之内。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Christ has to be in each one of us.
基督必须要在我们每一个人里面。
And not only in each one of us.
不仅在我们每一个人里面。
It has to be led to be active.
并且
我们要让他，
并且
我们没有自由，
我们要让他在我们里面自由的做事。
Yet he has to be has the freedom in us.
他必须在我们里面得着那个自由。
Now we cannot tell him, Lord, today I have too many things in my mind.
我们不能跟他说，主啊，今天我心里面太多事情了。
Would you please sit in the sofa in the living room?
好不好？你就坐在客厅里面的沙发上。
And let me alone.
让我独处。
Let me deal with my wife first.
让我先跟我的太太办交涉。
Now when we are done with that,
当我们做完了这些事，
Now we come to you.
然后我必定到你面前。
Dear brothers and sisters, not like that.
弟兄姊妹们，不是这样的。
When Christ is in you and in me,
当基督在你在我的里面，
It means that he has the absolute freedom.
必须他在我们里面有绝对的自由。
Brothers and sisters, this is again hard to do.
弟兄姊妹们，这好像也是不容易的。
But by the grace of the Lord,
但是借着主的恩典，
His life is in you and in me.
他的生命在你和我的里面。
We are able to do that.
我们就能够这样做。
When Christ was on earth,
当基督在地上的时候，
Every thought of the Father he followed.
每一个父的意念他都跟从。
There's nothing that his father doesn't want to say and he say it.
没有一件事他父亲不愿意说的而他去说了。
Now everything his father wants to do he does.
每一件他父亲要做的事情他都做了。
Now however his father judges that's how he judges.
他的父怎样判断他就怎样判断。
He doesn't have his own time.
他没有自己的时刻。
His father's timing is his timing.
乃是照着父所安排的时刻，那就是他的时刻。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
That life is in you and in me.
那个生命现在在你里面，在我里面。
Do you let that be free?
你有没有让这个生命在你我里面得自由呢？
Or do you say, Lord, please stay there. Let's finish our problem and then we come to you.
或者我们跟主说，主啊，请你留在那边，让我们先解决了问题，我们才找你来。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
He is in everyone.
他乃是在每一个人的里面。
Now, another, the same word, but different meaning says in all.
同样的字，但是另外一个意义就是说在一切之内。
So, Christ is all and in all.
基督是一切，又在一切之内。
Now that applies to our family.
那当那个用在我们的家庭生活里。
And that applies to when we gather together.
那也可以应用在我们的聚集里。
Dear brothers and sisters, it's wonderful when we know that Christ is in us right here.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，若是我们看见基督他在我们的中间，那是何等奇妙的事。
Not only in each one of us, but he is in our midst.
他不仅在我们每一个人的里面，他实际上就在我们的中间。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
This is why when other people come to us,
这是为什么别人肯来到聚会。
And they say, God is in here.
他们说在你们中间神与你们同在。
And this is when other people come here.
当有一些人到这里来，
They don't want to leave.
他们就不愿意离开。
This is why when other people come here.
为什么有一些人来到这里？
They may say, oh, I'm too busy.I have to go other place.
他们可能会说呢，我很忙，我要去别的地方。
But they want to bring their children here.
但是他们却把他们的孩子留在这里。
The only reason,
那其唯一的原因
is because Christ is here.
乃是因着基督在这里。
So we thank the Lord.
所以我们感谢主。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
If he didn't start that,
如果他没有开始，
if he didn't give us the energy, the guidance to go this way,
如果他没有给我们需要的能力和引导来这样行，
we would never believe it is possible.
我们不可能相信呢，这是可能的。
But it's he who started.
乃是他自己起始的。
And he who guided us through.
而且他要引导我们走完。
And he's the one who is going to conclude it.
并且他要来做结束。
When we read the first chapter.
当我们读第一章的时候。
When we talk about he being the creator.
当我们讲到他是创造者。
He's the creator of the visible and the invisible.
一切看得见的看不见的都是他创造的。
Yes, everything is created in him, through him, and for him.
万有都是在他里面造的，通过他造的，并且归给他的。
So therefore,
所以
this thing that he is all and in all,
这一个我们讲到他是一切又在一切之内这件事。
Now it is he who started,
乃是告诉我们说是他起始的。
And he is he who carry us through,
并且他背负我们。走过
although it's difficult,
虽然有艰难
although we have to endure,
虽然我们要忍受
but he carries us through,
但是他背负我们过去
and he also is the one who concluded,
并且他是那一位带我们到终点的
and this morning our brother said,
今天早晨我们弟兄告诉我们
in the Ephesians,
在以弗所书里
in the fullness of time,
当日期满足的时候
all things in heavens on earth,
在天上地上一切事物
will be headed up in him,
都要在他的里面同归于一
summed up in him,
在他的里面总结起来成为一
so that's eternal,
那是永世
that's in the future,
那是在将来
but even today,
但是甚至在今天
Christ is all and is in all,
基督乃是一切又在一切之内
you can have a taste of that glory,
你可以对于那个荣耀可以尝到一点
So, brothers and sisters, this is a new man.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这乃是说到新人。
Now, when we say we serve the purpose of God,
当我们说我们服侍神的旨意。
Now, the purpose of God is very practically, is He is all and in all among in our midst.
神的旨意呢，对我们而言是非常的实际，就是在。我们中间，在你里面，在我里面，在我们中间。
To serve His purpose,
我们来服侍他的旨意。
Is to believe it,
就是我们首先要相信他。
To serve His purpose,
要服侍他的旨意。
Is to let that happen,
我们要容许他发生。
Yeah, so thank the Lord.
所以感谢主。
Now, soon after this,
在这之后
he gave us a picture of new life.
保罗给我们那个新生活的一幅图画。
Now the new life at the very beginning, he said something. He said, let's see. He tells us that we ought to be meek. Let's see. So this is going to be a little quicker. I just want to show you.This is chapter 3, verse 12 to 14. Now here, it talks about very good characters.
这里他讲到一些非常美的特点。
And these are wonderful characters.
这都是非常奇妙的特点。
But then when you see it,
当我们看见他们的时
候, these characters comes either from Matthew chapter 5 or Galatians chapter 6.
这些特点呢要不然就是在马太福音第五章里面记载了，或者是加拉太书
第六章。
第六章，
yeah, oh, 第五章。Okay, so either it is the characters of the head of the kingdom of heavens.
这乃是天国的主，那个君王他的特性。
Mercy, humility, and meekness.
怜悯、恩慈、谦卑、温柔。
Yeah, those are the characters of the heavenly kingdom.
这乃是天国的特性。
Matthew 5.
Matthew 5. 马太福音第五章。
And then there's love, peace, long-suffering, and kindness.
在那里有仁爱、喜乐、和平，还有恩慈。
Yeah, those are the fruits of the Spirit.
这乃是圣灵所结的果子。
So if you read chapter 3 verse 12 to 14, you see these two categories of things.
所以若是你读第三章十二到十四节，我们就看见这一类的描写。
The point is this.
这里的要点是
The point is all these are the characters of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这里的要点乃是这一切都是我们主耶稣基督的特性。
Now if we really take that seriously,
如果我们很认真地来对待这件事，
Let Lord Jesus Christ really dwell in us.
让主耶稣基督真正住在我里面。
Now then you have mercy, you have humility, you have meekness, you have love and peace.
那么我们必然会有怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐。
Now chapter 3 verse 16,
在第三章第十六节里，
He says this new man will rejoice in the word of Christ.
他说这个新人呢，这对基督的话语他里面有喜乐。
So not only he has these wonderful characters,
不仅他有这些奇妙的性格。
Yeah, and then he also rejoices in the word of Christ,
并且他以基督的话语为乐。
Then he says that he's singing with grace in heart,
并且他在这里说呢，在心里面因被恩感来唱诗歌。
So that means when he reads the Bible, he actually sings in his heart.
所以当他读圣经的时候呢，他的心里面在唱歌。
Now we all have this experience that Bible sometimes is tough to read.
我们都有一个经验呢，就是当我们读圣经的时候觉得好难哦。
But we thank the Lord His grace is sufficient.
但是感谢主他的恩典是够用的。
And it pleased the Father to reveal His Son in us.
因为父喜悦将他的儿子启示在我们里
面。 So we will understand the word of God.
所以我们必然会领会神的话语。
But here it says, the new man, when he reads the Bible, there's a singing in his heart.
当这个新人读神的话语的时候，在他心中唱歌。
He likes it.
他喜欢他。
He likes the word of God.
他喜悦神的话语。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
this is wonderful.
这是何等的奇妙。
And then he starts to say this new man,actually faces the relations, faces the family, faces work with a different attitude.
然后保罗往前说到这个新人呢，在人际关系中怎样来面对，怎样面对妻子，面对家人，面对工作。
There's a life.
在那里有一个生命。
The life is the life of Christ.
啊。有一个光，这个光乃是基督的生命。
I'm sorry, the life is the life. His
这个生命就是基督的生命。
Is the life of Christ.
Yes.
And then this new man also has an attitude.
并且这一个新人他有一个态度。
This attitude is I am serving Lord Christ.
这一个态度乃是这一切关系中我是在侍奉基督。
Therefore.Between husband and wife.
所以在丈夫和妻子中间。
It's a different new relationship.
那是一个完全不同的新的关系。
And husband treat the wife like he is serving the Lord.
这个丈夫对待自己的妻子如同在服侍他的主。
Now the wife face the husband like serving the Lord.
太太在面对她的丈夫的时候，好像在服侍主一样。
Brothers and sisters, this is very, very practical.
弟兄姊妹们，这是非常实际。
The Bible says that the wife submits to the husband.
圣经告诉我们说，做妻子的要顺服你的丈夫。
Now I have seen that in most places, the sisters are normally more versed in the Word of God.
在许多地方的聚会中我看见了，好像姊妹们更熟悉主的话语。
And they sometimes are more spiritual.
而且他们比较属灵。
In some of the places, the husband actually go out to the farm to do work. They don't have much time to study the Bible.
我们看见有很多做丈夫的，他们要到农场上去工作，所以他们没有时间读主的话。
And this is especially in northern China.
这特别是在中国的北方。
So you see the sisters know the Bible a lot more than the brothers.
所以我们看见姊妹们呢，比丈夫呢，比弟兄们更熟悉神的话语。
So why do you have to submit to the husband?
但是圣经告诉我们说，做妻子的要顺服你的丈夫。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because you are serving the Lord, not serving man.
因为你是在服侍主，而不是在服侍人。
Because we are serving God.
因为我们在侍奉神。
We are serving the Lord Christ.
我们在服侍主基督。
Now, husband should love the wife.
丈夫应该爱妻子。
Now, the Ephesians even say to give his life for her.
在以弗所书里面甚至讲到要为妻子舍命。
I live in Southern California.
我住在南加州。
They say the big earthquake would come anytime.
他们说呢，南加州任何时候都可能发生大地震。
So I thought I have to give my life for my wife. I say next time when the earthquake happens, I will die first.
所以我跟我的妻子讲呢，我为着要表达我愿意为她舍命。我说若是发生地震一定是我先死。
Brothers and sisters, the earthquake will not come for a long time.
我们知道呢，地震可能很久都不会来。
And even after it comes for a long time, it won't happen again.
并且即便它来了也不可能立刻又再发生一次。
But the meaning of the Bible is we have to, the husband has to give his life for the wife every day, daily.
在这里的意思呢，是说呢，做丈夫的要每天为太太、为妻子舍命。
Yes, what that means actually is we have to put down our dignity.
它的意义呢，是说我们为着妻子呢，放下自己的尊严。
The so-called dignity is the most harming thing.
我们一讲到尊严呢，这是最伤我们己的事情。
Yeah, so brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，we cannot, the husbands cannot.
丈夫不能
But we are serving the Lord God,
the Lord Christ. 我们也不能，但是若我们想到我们是在侍奉我们的主，我们的神。
Now, father and son.
我们讲到做父亲和儿子的。
It says the son ought to obey the father.
他说做儿女的要听从父亲。
Again, it's sometimes difficult.
许多时候我们看见呢，是很难做到。
You see, I'm busy enough.
我们会说呢，我已经够忙了。
And I'm going through growing pain.
而且我正在经过成长痛苦的事情。
And then you don't understand me.
而且呢，爸爸，你根本不了解我。
But brothers and sisters.
但是弟兄姊妹们。
Why do you have to obey your father?
为什么你必须要顺服你的父亲呢？
It is because you are serving the Lord Christ.
因为你是在服侍。我们的主基督
and the father to the son.
而父亲怎样对儿子呢？
Now here it says, "Do not provoke your son to anger."
在这里说到做父亲的不要惹儿女的气。
And more importantly, do not dishearten your son.
更重要的，不要使他们失了志气。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，the brothers I should say, the problem is we grow up knowing that if there is anybody who should listen to me, it's my son.
我要对弟兄们说呢，我们从小长大呢，我们认为最应该听我话的就是我的儿子。
But brothers and sisters, our children is the property of Lord Jehovah.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我们要认识儿女乃是神的产业，耶和华的产业。
And one of these days,
有一天
，my son will become.My brother in the Lord.
我的儿子要成为我在基督里的弟兄。
And that is how I should aim in bringing him up.
这是我在教养他长大该有的目标。
Now one of these days,
有一天
he is going to tell me that you are wrong.
有一天他可能会来跟我说，爸爸，你错了。
And I have to say yes.
我要必须要承认说是。
Now he will say.The truth in love to me.
他要在爱心中向我说真话。
Yeah, and he is my brother in the Lord.
他乃是我在主里面的弟兄。
Now, at work.
那么在工作中
being a servant at work, being a slave, a worker at work.
在工作中我们做一个被雇的人。
For instance, we all know 99 bosses out of 100 are...Not good.
弟兄姊妹，我们都知道呢，100个雇主中间呢，99个都不是好人。
But You got to, but the Bible says you have to serve him not by pleasing, but by pleasing his eyes. But you serve him really, like serving the Lord, not serving man.
但是主的话告诉我们说，我们要听从肉身的主人呢，不要只在眼前侍奉，像是讨人喜欢的，总是要存诚实敬畏的心服侍神。
The wonder is this: on the surface, it looks like you lose.
这个奇妙的乃是在表面上好像每一次都是你败了。
But in reality,
但是在实际上而言
，you become such a worker, good worker there.
你在那里成为一个好的工作人员。
And your boss really would appreciate you.
你的老板会非常的欣赏你。
Because he has never seen a worker like this.
因为他从来没有看过一个工作人员是这样的。
Brothers and sisters, there's this Daniel in the Bible.
弟兄姊妹们，在圣经中的但以理。
Now Daniel was in a foreign court.
但以理在外邦人的宫廷里。
He served Nebuchadnezzar.
他服侍尼布甲尼撒王。
And then later he served Darius.
然后他服侍了大力乌王。
Now he was in a foreign court, no freedom at all.
他在这外邦的宫廷里毫无自由。
He could not preach gospel to them.
他绝对不可能向他们传福音。
But somehow,
但是
these kings saw the spirit of God in this young man.
但是这些君王看见在这个年轻人的里面有神的灵。
And they saw in him something much superior than to anything, anybody, any of their own subjects.
并且
only their own people.
并且他们在这个年轻人里面看见是他同国本国的年轻人中间完全没有的那个特性。
And then when time goes on,
当时间往前去的时候
Nebuchadnezzar gets smaller and smaller.
尼布甲尼撒王变得越来越微小
and Daniel got bigger and bigger.
而但以理却越来越扩大
and the Darius got smaller and smaller.
大力乌王看起来也越来越小
and Daniel got bigger and bigger.
而但以理却越来越大
He still is without freedom.
他仍然没有自由
He still, any moment, these people could put him to death.
他仍然在任何时候，这些君王都可以置他于死地。
But these kings respect him.
但是这些君王都尊重他。
And of course, he respects these kings too.
当然，但以理也非常尊重这些君王。
So brothers and sisters.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，This is an encouragement to us.
这对我们而言是个鼓励。
In the Bible, in the Micah chapter 5, I think.
在圣经中的弥迦书第五章里
Micah chapter 5 I believe is verse 7
我相信是在第七节里
says these remnants in the foreign country
在这里说雅各余剩的人必在多国的民中
and while they are there they are like the dew of Lord Jehovah
当他们在外邦的国中的时候如同从耶和华那里降下来的露水
so dear brothers and sisters
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
the world is a desolate place
这个世界是一个荒凉之地
and they don't see the dew of the Lord
他们根本看不见从主那里降下来的甘露
now here is a worker
但是现在这里有一班工作人员
a remnant
是一班渔民
they have no freedom
他们没有自由
they are in a foreign country
他们是在外邦之地
and yet the other people saw them
但是当其他的人看见他们的时候
as a dew from God
他们好像是从神那里降下来的甘露。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
this is how we work at work.
这就是我们在工作的场合如何做事情。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
I think this verse in 24 is very, very significant.
我觉得24节里面所讲的是非常的有意义且重要的。
It is fundamental.
这是非常根本的。
Not only we have this,Life of Christ in us.
不仅在我们里面有基督的生命
But we have an attitude.
并且我们有了这个新的态度
Whether at home.
无论在家里
Whether at work.
或者在工作地方
Among brothers and sisters.
在弟兄姊妹中间
Anything we do.
我们做的任何事情
Anything we say.
我们说的任何一句话
We serve Christ Jesus.
我们是在侍奉基督我们的主耶稣
So, brothers and sisters, this is how we serve God's purpose.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这乃是我们如何服侍神的旨意。
Now, lastly, chapter 4 gave us the pictures of some servants.
最后呢，到了第四章，给我们看见一些做仆人们他们的图画。
Now, first picture is this brother by the name of Tychicus.
第一个图画呢，乃是有一个弟兄，名字叫做推基古。
Yeah.And let's see, he is at 哪儿？第七节，是第七节啊。
第七节。
Okay, the chapter 4, verse 7.
在第四章第七节中。
Now here is what Paul described his brother Tychicus.
这里保罗如何来说到推基古这位弟兄呢？
Be a beloved brother, faithful minister, fellow bond servant like Tychicus.
有我亲爱的兄弟推基古，要将我一切的事都告诉你们。他是忠心的执事，和我一同做主的仆人。
So the first thing Paul said about his brother is he is my beloved brother.
保罗提到推基古的第一件事情是说到他是我亲爱的弟兄。
And the second thing he mentioned is he is a faithful minister.
第二件事情他说到他呢，他是忠心的仆人。
The third thing is fellow bond servant.
第三件事情他是和我一同做主的奴仆的人。
No, beloved brother is something.Is a brother with love.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，讲到亲爱的弟兄，他们之间的关系是爱。
Yeah. And a faithful minister, the minister meaning the one who does things.
在这里讲到执事，乃是指着他办事情的人。
Now, he is, when he does things, he's very, very faithful.
当他被委托去做一件事情的时候，他非常的忠心。
And then the third thing is a fellow bond servant.
第三件事情乃是说到和我一同做主的奴仆。
Yes, brothers and sisters. So there are three aspects of this brother.
所以弟兄姊妹们，在这里我们看见这个弟兄有三方面。
The first, he's a brother, simply a brother.
他就是一个单纯的弟兄。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
when we are in the church,
当我们在教会中，
when we are among brothers and sisters,
当我们在弟兄姊妹中间，
the first thing we ought to be is a beloved brother.
我们要做别人亲爱的弟兄。
Yes, when other brothers and sisters come to you,
当其他的弟兄姊妹到你面前，
they will not feel that they are going to be criticized.
他们不会感觉到你会批评他们。
They are not going to feel that you are going to complain to the Lord about him.
他们也不会感觉你会到主面前 去埋怨他们。
So the first thing is being a brother.
所以第一个事情乃是做弟兄。
Now in the church of Philadelphia,
在腓拉铁腓的教会中。
Now the church in Philadelphia, the Lord says, I have loved you.
在腓拉铁腓的教会，主对他们说，我已经爱了你们。
So the Lord has given them his own love.
所以主把他们赐给他们他自己的爱。
And they use this love from the Lord to love each other.
他们把从主得来的爱用来彼此相爱。
Among brothers.
在弟兄们中间。
So dear brothers, this is the beauty of Philadelphia.
弟兄姊妹们，这乃是腓拉铁腓它美的地方。
And this is something that we ought to do.
这也是我们应该做的。
Just a brother.
我们只 做一个弟兄。
The second thing is faithful minister.
第二件事情讲到他是一个忠心的执事。
Faithful minister simply means to do things.
这个忠心的执事，简单的说就是他肯做事情。
Now here, brothers and sisters, today,
弟兄姊妹们
，today, yesterday, and day before,
我们看见前天、昨天和今天
，so many ministers here.
在这里有好多的执事。
We really thank the Lord.
我们实在感谢主。
Some of them wear this green shirt.
有一些穿着这绿色的这个衬衫。
And some of them probably have not.
有些可能没有穿。
But no matter what.
但不管怎样。
They are faithful ministers.
他们乃是忠心的执事。
We thank the Lord.
我们为此感谢主。
We all need to be that.
我们每一个人都应该这样。
You know, every Sunday we come together, every other day we come together, we do as much as we are able to do.
每一个主日或者任何一天我们聚在一起， 我们照着我们所能的来做事情。
And even we do beyond what we can do.
甚至我们做超过我们自己能力所能够达到的事情。
Even sometimes you lose sleep.
有的时候可能我们要缺乏睡眠。
And even sometimes you're so tired.
有的时候我们会非常的疲倦。
But by the grace of the Lord, we do.
但是借着主的恩典，我们去做它。
But the most precious thing is being the bond servant.
但是最宝贵的乃是一同做主的奴仆。
Bond servant is a heart attitude.
做奴仆是心里面的一个态度。
It is toward the Lord, the Lord is always right.
乃是向着主，我们承认主总是对的。
And we have no complaint.
我们没有什么抱怨。
Now whatever he wants, that's what we want.
只要他所要的。让他要这些。
And we try to know what he wants.
而且我们尽心的想明白他要什么。
In the story of this prodigal son in Luke 15.
在路加福音十五章讲到这浪子的故事。
There was this servant.
在那里有一个
the bond servant.
有一个奴仆。
When the prodigal son, the second son comes back.
当这一个小儿子这个浪子回来的时候
And the dad went to hug him.
这个做父亲的跑上前去抱着他
And the dad says, bring this ring.
这个做父亲的说拿出戒指来
And bring this robe.
拿出上好的衣服来
And bring the sandals.
给他穿上鞋子
And kill the fat cow.
我们去宰了肥牛犊
This servant, this bond servant, know exactly what he meant.
这一个在家里面的奴仆，他完全明白这一个主人的吩咐。
Yes, what ring, what robe, what sandals, and what cow?
这个主人讲的是哪一个戒指，哪一件衣服，哪一双鞋子，哪一头牛，他都知道。
His heart and mind has never left the master.
他的心和他的意念从来没有离开过他的主人。
The master doesn't have to explain to him many things.
主人不需要在许多事情上向他做解释。
Because he knows.
因为他已经知道。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
This is the heart and mind of a bond servant.
这乃是一个做奴仆的心和他的意念。
That's Tychicus.
这就是推基谷。
And that ought to be you and me.
这应该也是你和我的光景。
And then he talks about another servant.
然后他讲到另外一个仆人
by the name of Epaphras.
就是以巴弗。
Now Epaphras, he says, Epaphras has a burden. He often prayed for them.
他说以巴弗有一个负担，就是经常的为他们祷告。
He prayed for what?
他为他们祷告什么呢
？Pray that they can stand perfect and complete.In all the will of God.
他祷告说愿你们在神一切的旨意上得以完全信心充足能以站立得稳
Four things here.
在这里有四件事情
First of all, it's all the will of God.
第一件事就神一切的旨意
So that we already talked enough.
这个我们已经讲过了
And then he said to stand.
他第二件事情要站立得稳
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
in the whole book of Colossians,
在整卷哥罗西书里
three times Paul gave this, Paul wrote about stand or present.
三次保罗讲到要站立得稳或者是引到神面前。
So when he talked about Lord Jesus,
他讲到主耶稣的时候
he said, Lord Jesus reconciled us by his death to God.
主耶稣基督借着他的死使我们与神和好
In order to present us
为着要叫我们能够被带到神面前
Yeah. And then he says Paul will teach and Paul would work in order to present us
然后他也讲到他自己就是保罗他教导他引导为着要把我们引到基督
present,
神的面前
Yes, present in, to God in Christ he saysPerfect.
他说要把个人在基督里完完全全地引到神面前。
And the third time is about this Epaphras.
第三次就是讲到以巴弗。
Epaphras work so that us, we can stand before God perfect and complete in all the will of Him.
以巴弗他的工作乃是让所有弟兄姊妹 在神一切的旨意上得以完全，能够站立得稳。
So, brothers and sisters, the present and the stand.
所以弟兄姊妹们，引到神面前，并且能够站立。
It means that we are standing there.
这告诉我们说，我们站在那里。
And the Lord God look at us.
主神他看着我们。
He sees us to be perfect.
他看我们是完全的。
And he sees us to be complete.
他看我们是完整的。
And in all his will.
在他一切的旨意上。
Brothers and sisters, this is a tremendous thing.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个极大的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is how in the book Colossians these examples talking about present and stand.
弟兄姊妹们，这是在哥罗西书里面给我们一些的例子，讲到我们怎样被引到神面前，怎样站在他面前。
And this is the Lord Jesus' work.
这是主耶稣的工作。
This is Paul's work.
这也是保罗的工作。
And this is Epaphras' work.
这也是以巴弗的工作。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
it ought to be your work and mine.
这也应该是你和我的工作。
So today we're sitting here.
所以今天我们坐在这里。
We have brothers and sisters sitting on our left and our right.
在我们左右坐着弟兄和姊妹们。
Now our burden ought to be.
我们的负担应该是这样。
That my brother.Be able to stand perfect and complete in all the will of God.
我的弟兄呢，他应该在神一切的旨意上站在神面前的时候是完全的，并且是站得稳的。
Nothing less than that.
不能比这个更少。
It may take us a long time to do this.
可能呢，我们要花很长的时间才能达到。
It may take us a long time to make the sister sitting on your left be like that.
可能呢，要坐在我们旁边一位姊妹达到那个要花很长的时间。
But that's Lord Jesus' work.
但是那是主的工作。
That's Paul's work.
那是保罗的工作。
That's Epaphras' work.
那也是以巴弗的工作。
And that is your work.
那也是你我的工作。
That's my work.
我们的工作。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
What is complete?
什么是完全呢？
What is perfect?
什么是彻底呢？
Now these two words.
这两个字。
The complete means it has everything necessary.
这一个完整彻底就是说一切必要的都不缺了。
Yes, when you read Ephesians chapter 1,
当你读以弗所书第一章的时候，
you see all the spiritual blessing in the heavenly places.
你看见在天上一切属灵的福气，
in Christ,
在基督里。
That in essence is this completeness.
就这本质上来讲，它就是完整的，
yeah.
是一无所缺的。
Yeah, and then the Bible actually another translation is filled full.
在圣经上面有另外一个翻译就讲到它充满到满意。
Yes, and that complete means that filled full.
这一个完全呢，它的意思就是说充满到满意了。
So in chapter 2 of Colossians, it actually said it pleases God to.That his fullness dwells in Christ.
所以在哥罗西书第一章里面讲到，父喜悦叫一切的丰盛都在他里面居住。
Yeah, or the fullness of God has dwells in him in Christ bodily.
或者这样说，他在第二章里面说到呢，神本性中一切的丰富都有形有体的。在基督里面居住。
And we are complete in him.
而我们在他里面已经得着了这完整的。
So in Christ Jesus there's this fullness.
所以在耶稣基督里面有这一个丰满。
And we are filled full.
我们现在被充满到了丰满的地步。
So that's what this complete means.
这就是这个完整彻底的意思。
It's that word means exactly that.
这个字它的意思就是这样。
Now this word perfect.
那么这个完全。
The perfect, another translation is mature.
这个完全另外一个翻译就是讲到成熟。
It doesn't talk about a lot of things. It talks about a time.
它不是讲到很多事情，而是讲到一个时刻。
Yeah, it talks about we see a perfect goal, perfect purpose, and the Lord wants to go to the very end.
我们看见了他在这里说到在主的里面有一个特定的目标，有一个特定的结局，他要带我们一直到末了。
Yeah, the similar word the Lord said, I mean the John's Gospel says, the Lord Jesus, because he loved those who belonged to him in the world, And he loved them to the end.
在约翰福音里面讲到，主耶稣既爱世上属他的人，就爱他们到底。
So this idea of perfect means to the end.
所以这一个成为完全，它的一个意义就是一直到底。
Yes, the Lord Jesus wants to work on you and work on me.
主耶稣要在你和我的身上做工。
Now, toward the end, we are really perfect.
是到了结局的时候，我们都成为完全。
But even before that,
甚至在那之前
we are mature.
我们已经成熟了。
So that's the idea here.
那是在这里的意义。
So here Paul's work and Epaphras' work.
所以在这里我们看见保罗或以巴弗的工作。
So that he helps us to grow and to walk with the Lord to the very end.
他在那里帮助与主同行帮助我们与主同行，一直走到末了。
Yes, and even when we are not there, we are mature.
即便我们还没有达到那个到底的程度，我们已经成熟了。
Brothers and sisters, there's this example of David in David, King David.
弟兄姊妹，这在大卫做王的身上，我们看见一个榜样。
We know that David is not perfect.
我们知道大卫。并不是一个完全的人。
He committed sin.
他犯过罪。
He had a lot of mistakes.
他犯了很多的错误。
But why the Lord says, I have found David who is after my heart.
但是为什么主却这样为他做见证说我找到了大卫，他是合我心意的人呢。
Yes, and he will do all my will.
他要遵行我一切的旨意。
Now, David,It's not perfect.
我们知道大卫并不完全。
But God said,
但是神说
that he is 合我心意的人。He's
after my
heart. This Chinese translation, English translation are very meaningful.
在这里中文英文的翻译都非常有意义。
The Chinese translation means that he just fit my heart.
在中文的那个翻译呢，它意思就是说他跟我的心意呢是完全相合的。
It's like perfect.
是完全的相合的。
But the English translation says after.
在英文的翻译里面是他照着我的心意。
It's like this. It's like one heart chasing another heart.
好像一个心呢在追求另外一个心。
There is a heart of the Lord there.
在那里有主的心意。
And there is the heart of David.
在这里有大卫的心。
And David's heart is always chasing the heart of the Lord.
大卫的心一直都在追赶主的心。
So the end of God's heart is David's heart's aim.
最后呢，我们看见主的心意呢，乃是大卫心所要达到的那个目标。
So we often say David is not perfect.
我们常常都说大卫并不完全。
But God says his heart is perfect.
但是神说呢，他的心是完全的。
But in reality, he's chasing God's heart every moment of his life.
但是在实际上呢，他人生中的每一个时刻，他都在追求神的心意。
Therefore, although he makes mistakes,
虽然他犯了错误
，the Lord restored him.
神却挽回他。
He comes back.
他回来了。
He served the purpose of God to the end of his life.
他服侍神的旨意，一直到人生的末了。
David died young.
大卫死的时候还算年轻。
70 years old.
70岁。
Saul was 80.
保罗是80岁，扫罗是80岁。
And Samuel probably older.
撒母耳可能更老一点。
David was only 70 years old. He died.
大卫呢，他死的时候才70岁。
But as our brother quoted this morning.
像今天早晨我们弟兄引这一节经文。
In the chapter 13, verse 36, the first part.
在《使徒行传》十三章三十六节的头一半。
David served God's purpose in his lifetime, in his generation.
大卫在他的一生，照着神的旨意服侍了那个世代。
Or the other way, I mean, that's one translation. The other translation, to serve God's purpose in his generation.
或者他 在他那个世代服侍了神的旨意。
And then he slept.
然后他就睡了。
Dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
this is the meaning of that perfect.
这乃是那一个完全的意义。
The perfect is a perfect heart.
这一个完全是指着心的完全。
It's our heart pursue the heart of God all the time.
乃是我们的心一直在追求神的心。
Although we make mistakes,
可能我们会犯错。
But the grace of the Lord will restore us.
但是主的恩典要挽回我们。
And sometimes painful.
有的时候是很痛苦的
But he restores us.
但是他却使我们得恢复
And by that,
借着那
to the end of our life.
他就带我们一直到我们人生的末了
And that's the meaning of perfect.
这乃是完全的意义
So whether it's Paul or whether it's Epaphras, this is how they serve God's people.
所以不论是保罗或是以巴弗提这乃是他们服侍神的旨意来服侍神的百姓。
Yes, they serve so that God's people can stand perfect and complete in the will of God.
他们这样服侍，好使神的百姓呢，在神的面前得以完全，并且站立得稳。
In the book of Isaiah,
在以赛亚书中
，chapter 61,
第61章
，verse 3,
第三节。
Let's take a look.
让我们一起看一下
Isaiah chapter 61
以赛亚第61章
verse 3
第三节
To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion that beauty should be given unto them instead of ashesThe oil of joy instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, and that he may be glorified.
赐华冠与锡安悲哀的人代替灰尘，喜乐油代替悲哀，赞美衣代替忧伤之灵，使他们称为公义树，是耶和华所栽的，叫他得荣耀。
So here we see a term called the trees of righteousness.
在这里我们看见有一个词叫做公义树。
Now I think what Paul was trying to do, what Epaphras was trying to do, so that the saint can stand perfect and complete. It's like this trees of righteousness.
我想呢，保罗或者以巴弗他们在侍奉中所盼望达到的，就是要使弟兄姊妹们像这里描述的那棵公义树能够站立起来。
Now this chapter 61 is what the anointed servant of the Lord talks about what he would do.
在六十一章里面讲到神所高的仆人说到他要做什么。
Now he said, for those who mourn in Zion.
他说那些在锡安中哀恸的人。
Now he will turn the ashes into beauty.
使他们的灰尘变成华美。
And he will turn the sadness into oil of joy.
把悲哀使他们成为喜乐油。
And he will turn them into trees of righteousness.
并且使他们成为公义树。
It's planted by God.
是神所栽种的
for his glory.
是为着他的荣耀
so, dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
He promised those people who mourn in Zion
他向那些为锡安哀哭的人应许说
Brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们
If you don't mourn for Zion
我们不可能不为锡安哀哭
If you don't care about his church
如果你根本不在乎他的教会
If you don't care about his purpose
如果你根本不在乎他的旨意
If you don't care about his people
如果你根本不在乎他的百姓
Then this verse means nothing to you
那么这一句话呢对我们就毫无意义
But if you do care
如果我们真的在乎
You do mourn for Zion
我们真为锡安哀哭
And then he said he will turn your sadness into oil of joy
他要使你的悲哀成为喜乐油。
And not only that,
不仅如此
He's going to make you trees of righteousness.
他要使你成为公义树。
And this trees of righteousness is planted by God.
而这一棵公义树是神所栽种的。
It means the seed comes from him.
就告诉我们说，那个种子是从他那里来的。
The life comes from him.
生命从他那里来的。
And then it says, "It's for his glory."
并且他也说，他的目的是为他的荣耀。
Dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，You know, you see these very, very tall trees.
当我们看见一个很高的树的时候
，You know, they grow. I mean, they green all the time.
它在成长中，它一直都是青绿的。
So every year they are refreshed.
每一年呢，他们都更新了。
Every year they renew.
每一年它都成长。
The weather could be bad.
可能天气不好。
It could be cold, could be storm, could be ice, could be thunder.
可能冷、风暴或者冰雪或者是雷雨。
It is the tree is still there.
但是若是那一棵树人在那里。
If you go to California,
如果你到加州去。
These redwoods.
这些红块。
In the Sequoia Park.
在这红块林里
Now, some of them are more than 3,000 years old.
有一些呢，他们的年龄超过3000年。
When Abraham walked in the Palestine, this tree was already there in California.
当亚伯拉罕在迦南地行走的时候，这些树已经开始在加州生长。
The point is, the life in the tree is strong.
我的要点呢是说这个。树的生命在它里面是刚强的。
And there's thunder, there's lightning, there's a storm, there's wind, there's rain, there's hail, there's everything. The tree is still there.
我们看见有雷、有闪电、有风暴、有各样的打击，但是这棵树仍然在那里。
And that's the Lord's planting.
这是因为它是主所种的。
And it's for his glory.
这是为着他的荣耀。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
This is what the Lord meant you and me to be.
这乃是主对我们所存的意念。
And this is also your work and my work.
并且这也是你和我所该有的工作。
Your sister, your brother sitting on your side.
今天坐在你旁边的弟兄或姊妹
If they mourn for Zion.
如果他们为着锡安哀哭
The Lord is going to make them and make you trees of righteousness.
神要使他们和你被称作他的公义树
And for his glory.
而且是为着他的荣耀
When people come from far away,
当有人从远方来的时候
they see a bunch of trees over there.
他们远远地看见一些树
they stand tall.
他们高耸站立在那里。
They are together.
他们是站在一起。
And they say, "Look, this is Zion."
他们就说这就是锡安。
And they gave glory to God.
他们就将荣耀归给神。
This is, I believe, what God wants you and me to serve His purpose.
这是我所相信神他心意中所要我们的侍奉。
Let's pray.
我们一同祷告。
Lord, we really thank you that in our very short period of time on earth, you have this expectation for us.
主啊，我们心里面实在感谢你，因为我们在地上极短暂的一生，你为我们有何等高的期望。
Nothing less than your glory can shine through us.
一点都不少于让你的荣耀从我们身上照射出来。
Lord, we really thank you. Your word has given us a very practical path to that.
主啊，我们更感谢你，你的话语为着达到这目的，给我们何等实际的教导。
Lord, we really pray that you give us willingness to die with you.
主啊，我们求你赐给我们一个甘愿的心与你同死。
And willing to live.With your resurrection life,
我们情愿与你借着你复活的生命而活
，and willing to abandon ourselves for the sake of your church,
并且为着你自己的教会，我们甘愿弃绝自己
，and to live and to serve each other.
我们彼此相处生活，彼此服侍
，that you can see us as your trees of righteousness.
好叫你看我们，使我们得称为你公义的树。
And you can see us as perfect and complete in all the wills of God.
并且你看在我们里面，在神一切的旨意上是完全的， 并且站立得稳。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，我们感谢你。
For your grace.
为着你的恩典。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉我们主耶稣的名，我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.